Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and we're here with you until about 9:15 tonight. Then we'll hand things over to Red Sox pregame show with me. Not going anywhere. I'll be here all night, basically, until the game starts, that is, and then I'm going home. But in the meantime, we got a lot to talk about here, a lot of football to talk about, a lot of discussions, narratives, drips and drabs of topic that I wasn't necessarily planning on coming in to talk about tonight. But based off of things that were said by hosts and guests alike on these airwaves over the course of the entire day, starting this morning with my guy Wiggy right there, which you just heard, I don't know how you can avoid this. And we're not going to spend all 3 hours on it, although we will talk to Doug Kite about it at 7:30. Looking very much forward to talking with him, my guy from the Boston Herald right there. This is also one of the last full shows, and it's not even a full show, but it's one of the last, like, multi-hour shows I'm going to have, like, maybe for the rest of the month with Red Sox games, Monday night football, Thursday night football, etc. There's not going to be a whole lot of time for this, so I got to get it all out there today. And that's the way it's going to be. We'll keep the phone lines open for you. You can call early and often at 617-779-7937, and I will try and get to as many of you as I possibly can before we get to the Red Sox. First of all, what Wiggy was talking about right there was a topic that was brought up a lot, I'd say, over the course of the offseason when the coaching staff was being filled out, when Josh McDaniels was the guy, and there was a lot of rumors and rumblings about it before it actually happened. I remember, did he pick up Vrabel from the airport, or was it the other way around? I can't remember exactly how that went, but McDaniels had been around, you know, he's been around. He was in the area, and when he got hired, there was talk of Robert Kraft and his process, and I want to talk a lot about that today. I want to talk about the hiring process that the Krafts keep going back to, the well they keep going back to, and why they do it this way. And why they feel like it's the way to run their business. Now, I'm not going to pretend like I have any sort of business acumen. Obviously, I don't. If I did, what the hell would I be doing sitting here? Okay? I think you could probably tell from listening to my show for about 6 seconds that I don't have very much business acumen. But that's neither here nor there. All I can say is that watching the way Bill let things get out of hand and was fired, watching the way Gerard Mayo was handed the keys, watching how he got fired, and then watching the next hiring process, which not only brought in another ex-linebacker as a head coach, albeit one with much more experience than Gerard Mayo, certainly, but also bringing back another familiar face at offensive coordinator. Not just a familiar face, a familiar name, a familiar system, a familiar everything. The prodigal son, if you will, Josh McDaniels, who many times has left the nest but always flew back. It was always, he's kind of one of those type of stories. And there have been other examples of guys that were kind of like that, but no one that was as prolific, I would say, as McDaniels, both in his success with the Patriots and in his failures outside of New England. And when you hear not only Mike Vrabel needling McDaniels in the offense a little bit, questioning why they didn't run the ball more, questioning why they couldn't establish the run against the Raiders front that isn't exactly, you know, it's not like it's the 2000 Ravens here. You're not talking about Ray Lewis and, you know, I guess Haloti Ngata was later than that, but you know what I mean. Like, we're not talking about that group. We're talking about a Raiders team that has no secondary and one good pass rusher and Adam Butler, and that's basically it. That was supposed to be the calling card of this team. Offensively, anyway, yeah, maybe the passing game is still a work in progress, but we got some guys on the offensive line. They can run block. You saw that in the preseason. You saw that in the joint practices. It looked like the run was going to be, at least early on, as May and the receivers and the tight ends and everybody adjusted and got used to the Josh McDaniels offense. At the very least, you'd be able to lean on the run a bit and let the rest of that sort of work itself out. Well, it was the opposite of that. And to hear it from Mike Vrabel, you would think that maybe they're not 100% on the same page. Hearing Wiggy talk about it this morning kind of got me thinking about it. And then as the day, the broadcast day continued here at WEEI, there was all sorts of different opinions from the hosts and their guests, including Tommy Curran, including Mark Schlereth, including Jones and Keefe, and the guys here at WEEI Afternoons, who are all just leaving right now. But it was now suddenly this topic. And I honestly wasn't planning on discussing. When I was going over things this morning, I heard what Wiggy said, but I wasn't going to be like, ah, yeah, well, maybe this is a big prime topic here. Over the course of the day, I refuse to believe that Tommy Curran and Schlereth and even Wiggy and all these people are going to be out talking about that sort of thing without any inkling that there may be exactly what Wiggy was describing right there. Just an air of, hey, I'm the new head coach, and you're bringing me in here, and you need me to come straighten this whole thing out, and my offensive coordinator is going to be, what, Josh McDaniels? Why Josh McDaniels? I don't know Josh McDaniels. You know, I don't know him as a guy. I guess he played for him, but on the defensive side. And we all know that, you know, the separation of church and state back in the Belichick days with the defense and the offense was pretty pronounced. So, you know, I mean, he knows him, obviously. It's not like he doesn't know him. He coached against him. But this isn't exactly – there was never a point where it seemed like, okay – Vrabel has this pick of whoever he wants, anybody that's available out there, he can go out and get, and he's picking Josh McDaniels. And I don't mean this to pick on Josh McDaniels when I say all these things, because I think Josh McDaniels is certainly an accomplished offensive coordinator who has done a lot in this league and has been tremendous success with Tom Brady, as well as with Mac Jones that first year, the only good year that he ever had. And I'll even go so far as to say I thought that year with Cam Newton, McDaniels put an offense together that was probably better than it should have been with washed up Cam Newton out there duffing balls into the dirt every third down. So, you know, like there's a precedence here. There is a precedence. That precedence all was under Bill Belichick. It was all under the wing of Bill Belichick and not under, you know, someone like Mike.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mike Vrabel, who stepping into this role with people hoping and praying that he's going to have the kind of effect that Bill Belichick had, at least early on, in getting things restructured and reorganized and redone. And instead, it seems like the talk now is all about his relationship with the quarterback and his relationship with the offensive coordinator. Tom E. Curran today was on with Jones and Keefe, and he talked about this very thing as well. He was asked about it, and I thought his answer was very interesting. Here's Tom E.
As to how McDaniels and Vrabel are doing, I don't have any intel that it's not great, but I look at Vrabel specifically scrutinizing.
Just stop it for a second there, Thomas. If you didn't see, if, not watching it obviously right now, but if you were watching on Twitch, which I do all day long, it's all the only thing that's on in my house. Jones and Keefe are basically co-parenting my son at this point. that's what it's like. I put him in front of the TVs. There, Jones and Keefe are talking to him. You know, Courtney and Wiggy and Greg here. They're all helping me raise my son. It's the sad truth of all this. But either way, you heard a pretty pregnant pause right there, didn't you, from Curran? The question was about the relationship. And he goes, well, and then there was a long pause. And Jones shot up in his seat. He was just like, oh, you know, like Jones tends to do.
He looked directly into the camera at that second, yeah. Jones, on the clip. It's hysterical.
He's like Jim in the office. He was like, yeah, you know, like one of those. And, you know, I noticed it too. That was one of those pauses from Curran that to me implied I got something I could say here, but I got to word it carefully. And then he does word it carefully. He says, I don't have any intel that says that it's bad, but, and then he continues, but just re-rack that for a second time and listen to this again, and then listen to the rest of the answer and tell me if maybe you think there's something else here.
As to how McDaniels and Vrabel are doing, I don't have any intel that it's not great, but I look at Vrabel specifically scrutinizing and theorizing about, we got to run the ball more. We got to be stubborn when we get to the line sometimes and not look for perfect. And we might have to take more off of Drake's plate. Those are all salvos at the offensive decisions being made. Josh is a prideful guy. He's got a lot of accomplishments. Is he comfortable with being singled out or questioned publicly after the first game? So maybe Vrabel doesn't see it as such, and maybe McDaniel says that's what he's supposed to do. He's at the podium. He's being honest. And maybe not, but it's going to require people to put their egos in their pockets to get where you want to go.
Okay. I don't have any intel. I don't know. I can't tell you anything I've heard, but I can tell you that it didn't look good. Didn't sound great. Josh is a proud guy. Doesn't like it when people light him up after the first game of the year. In your first game of that, where do you go from there? Where do you go from there? And that's a question I think Mike Vrabel has to answer. Drake May has to answer. Josh McDaniels have to answer. There's an opportunity for this season to go completely sideways from the jump. You go left. You come out of the starting gates and you go left. You're not going, you know, around the track. You just go right into the middle there. And what do they call that in the middle of the racetrack? It's called something. I forget what it's called. I remember I went up to Loudon one time, and we were all not the dugout. What the hell is it called? I don't know. It doesn't matter. But the point is, you go. Things don't start off right. You have an opportunity. You have at least three, maybe a month, to right the ship. And if by week five you're still underwater, then that's when seasons start ending. That's when the priorities start shifting from winning to making business decisions, to making sure that you're not hurt for next year, to making sure that your stats aren't getting screwed up. So maybe instead of, you know, throwing into coverage, you just run around for a while and then take a bad sack or something. You know what I mean? Like that's, and I'm not saying Drake May is going to do that, but that's the way priorities can tend to shift when your team falls apart. And I'm not saying they're on the verge of that right now. However, you would expect maybe in the first week to have a bit more of a unified message. You'd expect maybe in the first week for the offensive coordinator, who actually has had some success here in that role before, unlike Mike Vrabel as a head coach. Mike Vrabel's never been a head coach in New England. He was a head coach in Tennessee and had some success, kind of, early on, and then that thing slowly came undone. And he had some problems with his offensive coordinators out there, as a matter of fact, too, by the way. So just something to keep an eye on. And we will hear more from the people who spoke today, like Mark Schlereth and some others. But I do think that this does go back to Robert Kraft and his process. Because with both Josh McDaniels and with Mike Vrabel, you saw exactly how Kraft likes to do things. He likes to bring in people he knows. He likes to bring in people he's comfortable with. He likes to bring in people he's sort of feel like he's vetted and that he has an understanding of what kind of people they are and what kind of leader they're going to be and whatever else it is that is important to Robert Kraft. All of those things, I think, are tied in to having a personal previous relationship with him. And in this case, maybe the relationship's very much different from how it is now. When Mike Vrabel was a player here, he was how many degrees away from Robert Kraft? Now as the head coach, you're only, you know, 1 or 2 degrees away, and that's a much, much different dynamic. So we'll see. We'll see how this all goes, and we'll see how this process plays out. But it's so far not off to a great start. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We will get to your phone calls here in just a moment. Also, we will have your headlines at 6:30. Some news from the Red Sox here. Also, some NFL stuff to get to as well, including some news items from the Patriots' upcoming opponent, the Miami Dolphins. That's all coming up right after Thomas gets you caught up on what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.